You ready?
Yeah.
My name is Joseph Lee Marlboro, Lot 1, Box 461, Church Point, Louisiana. We started in September of 65 working together, running the ACS election. From then to running the ACS election, we lost out, but we didn't stop. We got a group of performers together. We stopped talking when we needed.
Yes.
Such as cooperatives and other things. And after we got together, a group, it was a small group, we started talking on it. So the formers, this side of co-op is about one of the best things to go for. So we started together, we got information from Washington, D.C., we made a phone call. And these people, they backed us up all the way. They told us they'd come to us assistance at any time. So they did, around about November, they came with us in Opelousas. They told us the project we're working on is a good project. It's a $1 million project with on limits for the funds we needed. So we kept pushing one place to the other, but we had some hard places, you know, we had to pass. Different people would tell us different points. But they still didn't stop us. And finally, we were a segregated gang going together, and after that we run ahead in the paper. We've got a white group came met us, we integrated. So they represent us, if we go cannery, they would stick with us, so we told them all right. And after these people from Washington came down here, they looked into the project, it was for cannery. But we had someone to appraise that cannery, and we found it didn't worth the money they wanted, it was $125,000 plus. We had $75,000 in stock in a bank to pay. It was $200,000. So after that cannery was appraised, we found out it didn't worth more than $30,000. So we back. You know, we run it into a vote, the whole group had a meeting, white and colored, so we say the cannery wouldn't worth more than $30,000, so we wouldn't take it, so we voted out. So after we voted out, well, that's what the white gang separate from us, but we still kept on. And
do you have any whites with you now?
Yeah, we still got whites. We got somewhat, you know what, but the one who was supposed to be the leader with the white people, you know, he withdrew, but we got some stayed with us. It's about 15% of white not in the co-op. And it kept on like that until Nadi. We saw the deadline for the memberships is in July the 15th. So what we're really doing now is educating the people we got. It's about, not about, we still need 75 members. So we're working along with them with the intention of expanding further, you know, what we got. And I think in the near future we'll do it. You know, after we'd organize when we get to, you know, to know the Bennett study in operation, what we should do. I believe I better quit then. Let me see how this year sounds. Speaking about the ACS election, I was nominated to run in the ACS election. After I was nominated, I went to Crowley to see how they had drawn, you know, this line up, because I was in Ward 1. McKay Parrott had 7 wards, and after I got over there, they showed me a map that I was living in Ward 3, but it was A and B. They had divided Ward 3 into 2 sections. And I asked them which one of the ward I was in. They told me I was in the B ward. That's the side I was nominated, and I thought I was in the A ward. So it went that way, and I thought, man, if you nominated me in the wrong side. So he told me, he said, there's nothing I can do about it. Go back and tell your friends that you numbered on the wrong side, but, you know, vote for you on the other side. I told him, I'm not going to do it. I said, that's not my job, that's your job. So he told me this. He said, well, he said, I don't know. So I never told him nothing. We came on back. After we got on back over here, we made a long distance call to Washington, D.C. and told them, you know, what they had did. They had nominated 3 candidates to run, but they had nominated them on the wrong side. If they had won, they'd be disqualified. So Washington then they didn't hesitate. They called right back to Crowley and they told me they had that lecture canceled. That's what they did. So they canceled it. So that's my news.
Did they ever hold the election?
No.
They held it later on?
Yeah, they hold it a month later. That was in it was in September, and the election came back in November, a month later after.
Why don't you say a little bit about...
Now, you take the co-op we were working on, the sweet potato co-op, the farmers. We don't have too much choice down here anymore. You take about 7-8 years back, these local buyers, whoever was buying, they'd buy with you and give you fat. But today, most of these local buyers who used to buy from the farmers, they produce their own sweet potatoes. So it leave the little small farmers with nowhere to go. So what happened? When they get over at the shade, they give you just about what they want, most nothing. And this co-op, you're able, well, yeah, no little man can go into big business by himself, but you get a group of farmers together, you own the business. Well, that way you can demand your price and it is local buyer. So that's why this co-op will come in handy to solve some of these problems. Because if you don't work a year round and you don't spend money to produce a crop, and you ain't gonna get but 15, 25 cents a crate, like some years like they give you, instead of make money, you're losing money. Well, this co-op that way, well, you'll get what's coming to you.
You had already had experience with a cooperative cotton picker,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm a member of a co-op already before.
So you saw how it could work and help,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you think we're six. We've got a co-op. We're already a cooperative of four, six of us, and we did good with it. And what's going on today with all these hydraulic lifters, this machine, they got high power. People don't get cooperative together, you can't keep up. You gotta go big if you're gonna stay in business, and you gotta get a group of people to do it.